Though we've had actually new instruments coming out in the past year, which I will cover in a little bit, I wanted to really touch upon the Internet of Things and how it's arriving in horticulture through these instruments in the field and all that data coming back to your computer. So Felix Instruments and CID Bioscience, they are both actually the same company, same location, Camas, Washington, just across from Portland, Oregon. And CID Bioscience is more familiar with this area because they're very much focused on plant physiology, whilst the Felix instruments are usually handheld instruments for more the agriculture side. And all of these instruments you see here, between both sides, they're actually all manufactured in that image, in that place right behind it. So that's three of the different levels of a very large open space, including engineering, production, there's a machine shop at the bottom, and all the staff like us are kind of hiding out in the loft. But it just makes for a very nice, intimate, open workflow, and enables us to really see problems before they happen, as well as come up with solutions together as a group. Sorry, it's taking a very long time. So what I'm going to do real quick, going forward, is kind of go through a lot of the instrumentation and go through the data that it's getting us. For example, the CI340 handheld photosynthesis system, you're getting photosynthesis, respiration, transpiration, stomatoconductance, PAR values, and internal CO2, as well as a bunch of metadata that you're getting from those values. What you can see here is I'm actually showing both the instrument as well as some of the different containers and chambers that we have, just depending on what kind of plants you're looking at. So we have to the far left for conifers and doing stomatoconductance and respiration on those. We have a large up to 4 liters and even larger containers, and actually containers made for things like cacti as well. We also have a mini rhizotron, actually two different types, and this is for root analysis. And with this comes also a package of software we call RootSnap. And in that software, you're able to, actually using a touch screen, do the tracing and get the diameter and the root analysis very quick and easy, and actually stitch large, large bits of data, for example. And the way that's taken is several different images with this root scan going down through the pipe and then stitching them together in the root snap. We also have a miniature leaf spectrometer. It does a transmission, absorbance, reflectance data. And from that you can get things like NDVI, a whole range of chlorophylls, really anything in the visual range of spectra that you're looking for. And for leaf area measurements, we have actually a couple different options. We have a portable leaf area meter, a handheld laser leaf area meter. Both of these are able to do non-destructive testing in areas of leaves, as you can see being demonstrated up there. We've also newly updated the CI110 plant canopy imager. So it directly measures our PAR values from 24 different sensors in the arm, as well as gap fraction, sunflex, location and orientation through GPS and a compass, and of course the image right over there. But from all that data, you're able to calculate the leaf area index, leaf angle distribution, extinction coefficients, and the PAR LAI. So far, we've gone through a lot of data already, and we just got to the CID Bioscience. In the Felix side, we have a range of gas analyzers doing carbon dioxide, oxygen, and ethylene. The ethylene ones, we have three different levels, testing from 0 to 10 parts per million, getting down to 30 parts per billion resolution. And then we also have a more commonly applied 1 to 200 parts per million, and then for some rare cases where you're pumping ethylene into an environment, 200 to 2,000 parts per million. Now, all of these more recently developed, they have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi capability, as well as the GPS as well, and Compass. And we also build a software offsite, which you can access right now on our webpage, and see how to get your data and analyze it and, you know, run diagnostics on the instrument from afar. As well with Felix Instruments, one thing I've been really working a lot with is our NIR scanning and trait prediction instruments. We have the F750. This is kind of the workhorse. It has been used for developing models for traits, for example, like dry matter in apples or avocados or mangoes, Brix and TSS and cherries and strawberries. And we're taking all that data and we're making it very crop specific in this 751 so that an agriculture, a farmer or a producer can just walk out into the field and open up the box and start scanning away and get very accurate predictions for dry matter. With those, again, each one of these has the time, the GPS, and a lot of other data associated that you don't necessarily even see on the screen that can be used for extrapolating out and getting good metadata. So we have really been focused as a hardware company for 30 years at this point, made in the USA, and bringing all of this different data points together is something that we realized in the past few years that we really need to do in order to better help the entire industry from growth all the way to retail. So using the hardware and the software we've developed alongside with it, we've kind of run into this major problem where using these instruments over and over again, you kind of run into just loads and loads and absolutely loads of data, and it actually gets a little bit astronomical at some point very quickly. So it's important to start kind of triangulating where this can take us. So for example, this is the one we're working with right now, with every scan of the 750, you're getting GPS, the dry matter percent prediction, and time and date, as well as a whole host of other things. But synthesizing this data altogether can yield a lot greater results. And working with the Central Queensland University and the Australian Mango Industry Association, we've been able to develop what we call fruit maps. Now, in fruit maps, each one of these dots is a representative of a single scan. And if you go to them, they actually will show in the next slide. You can see what the scans were actually measuring, when they measured, and you can kind of name it as well. So in one case, they actually named this mango variety Starbucks. But using that data, you can actually make harvest predictions. After scanning throughout the entire fields, we know in this slide at this point that everything that's red, not ready to harvest, so on aggregate, the entire field should not be harvested. And from that, you can actually extrapolate on to guessing with the weather, knowing your GPS location, knowing the tied-in data from timestamp. You know the weather from that date. And let's see if it shows up. So, for example, when that was taken, it was 30 degrees Celsius, which was pretty hot in the area. But having all that together really gives us a good idea of when we can predict harvesting. So right now, the way this is set up is that when they do the scans, the information being pulled in is coming from local weather stations, and that's actually already being running as we speak. It gives you a lot of information about each one of your crops. So in this, like I said, it's all mangoes, so the varieties you see up through there on the crop are like Calypso and Kensington Pride. Each one of the plots, you even get to see how much of the sample is scanned, how much of the average value is, and your target harvest date given those values. You can adjust values on the side. Here in the maturity threshold, the attribute target, You can actually change the attribute type. So right now, the Australian Mango Association is doing dry matter, mostly because we have been able to really get very strong correlations from the 750 for prediction measurements. But in the future, we've made it so that it's open-ended. You can add anything you want. And that includes also... And so, for example, there's even more data that it can display to you. You can actually just go to and see for a plot, when is the estimated harvest date given the amount of samples, and what is the overall distribution of the samples scanned. And all of this is just simply by taking your device, walking out into the field, making scans, and having that data go straight back. So we're constantly developing this with our partners over at Central Queensland University. And really coming up soon, we're adding things like events, flowering events in particular, but we're actually opening up the door for other types of events that might be significant. In that case, once you have a flowering event, you can have a start for your growing degree days, and we have you can apply these functions on top and overlay to the data you already have and get good estimates on when you should harvest from that. We also are building in a weather station, so it's right now in production. We even have already on the site online, if you want to go check out fruitmaps.com, a spot where you can add the device type, so when it does get released, it's ready to go. But just having this data available has made things like this possible. So having the GDD calculation where you know at a certain point that corn is going to start being ready to harvest or dry beans, or even aside from this, pests, knowing when pests start showing up in your crops given the amount of temperature over an amount of days. Having that data all together gives farmers, agriculture, researchers a quicker way to estimate when is it going to hit them, when they should be ready, and how they should prepare their crops. So that was the soon. That's something that's actually going to be online really in a very short amount of time, the next couple of weeks. In the future, though, you know, what I'm very interested in, you know, we've really made a lot of headway working with Australia and working with a group of farmers on mango specifically. And the next step seems to be is going to be avocados. But we are really focused on making that fruit maps open-ended. So you can attach whatever thing you want to it, including perhaps forest data. So the CI-110 has Wi-Fi, GPS, all that data is being captured with every click. So as soon as you go through, say for you have walk through a forest, you could have every one of those points show up and have the data associated with it, giving you a more effective map. Same with our CI-340, the photosynthesis, exact same thing. You know, being able to not only just get respiration, photosynthesis, and stomatoconductance on an individual plant, but see how that's changing on the same plant species throughout an entire range. Then we can also move even more into industry with, like, say, fruit packer maps. We have things like the gas analyzers, which also have the GPS data. They also have all the Wi-Fi capabilities. And we also have, like, the new updated 751 specific to avocados, where you could just go through an entire production facility, each lot, scan them, get the ethylene concentrations from them, and use that data to more effectively map out what's going on in your facility. And this has been already really helpful for some of our clients. And for example, you know, trying to find out where ethylene concentrations are increasing because it's just settling, they're not getting enough airflow. They're able to use this instrument to find out where that's occurring. Having that mapped out, though, might be able to help them better understand why the airflow is stagnating at that point. So I've kind of covered a large amount of different items. Right now, I'd like to open up to kind of questions. I'm sure there's more than a few on both the Internet of Things, how we're bring in more data to online, as well as any of the instrumentation I cover. I'm actually an application scientist. So it's a mixture of working with the software, it's like a product manager and science. So I end up working with the engineers directly to develop this equipment, testing it out with customers, bringing it out to the field, showing people how to use it, and then breaking it as much as I possibly can. Any other questions? Yeah, fire.
When you say it's Wi-Fi enabled, does that mean going to network or does it create an ad hoc network?
So it goes directly to network. You'll find it as like another device on your network. And you can actually just send the data files. It shows up both as visual files, and the calculation files are all in CSV. In fact, that's with like one of the slides where I say oceans of data, most of our equipment does have software that makes it go to kind of like more of a visual representation. But in the end, if you just want the CSV file and get the straight data, you can pull that right off. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.